Hi, I'm Candace Fitch, Portfolio Manager at IAIC, and welcome to this episode of In Focus. Today, I'm joined by Oliver Lee, Vice President of Life Insurance and Living Benefits at Independent Accountants Life Insurance Agency. Welcome, Oliver.
Hi, Candace.
So, this is part three of a three-part insurance Q&A session. On the first two podcasts, we answered a lot of questions focused on personal situations like, do I have enough insurance? How do I use insurance to, facilitate a family farm sale? So, if you are interested in those ones, you can go back and listen to the previous two podcasts. But I know insurance is purchased by businesses as well. Can you help us understand why a business may need to buy insurance?
Yeah, absolutely, Candace. So maybe just to do a kind of a quick review, on the personal side, when we meet with families, individuals to determine how much insurance they need, really, insurance then the role that it plays is, well, what is the financial impact to that family if that individual is no longer there? And typically, that need is income replacement. So, is to replace the income because that individual is no longer there, either because they've passed away or they're disabled, or they're repaying debts. So, really, again, it's, hey, if we remove that income out of that family, what is the financial impact to the family? That's how we calculate it on a personal side. So when we look at it from a business perspective, it's actually a very similar process, meaning what is the financial impact if we remove that individual out of that business? So how is that business going to get impacted if that individual that works in that business is no longer there? And typically there are kind of three situations that we look at in business environments. One is key persons. So that means if you have an individual in your business or you're an individual in your business where the business would experience a significant drop in revenue or a significant increase in expenses if that individual wasn't there. So a common situation would be if you had a very specialized person who is very difficult to replace. If you've lost that person either because of disability or if they passed away, yeah, your business would have a significant impact to it because they're no longer there contributing their skill set. The other common situation would be if you have a person that is a big part of the revenue of your business, either they're a great salesperson or they're with lots of connections. And again, if you remove that person out of your business, again, your business would have a significant impact. So we would probably want to put some insurance in place to protect against that loss to your business if something happened to that person. The other two would be debt repayment. So very similar to a personal situation where some banks, as a requirement to lending money to the business, they may say, hey, we understand that certain people in your business are very key. So if they're no longer there or they can't contribute to the business, we as your bank or lender, we're going to get very nervous about your ability to repay. So they may ask for life insurance or some form of insurance to protect their interest if something happens to that individual. So on a debt repayment, that's again something we would use life insurance and disability insurance to protect against. And then the final one is something called buy sell. So if you're in partnership or you have other shareholders of your company, hopefully you should have something called a shareholders agreement, which are just it's just basically a rules book to say, hey, if certain things happen, here are the rules we are going to adhere by. And probably one of the clauses in that shareholders agreement is what happens if you have a shareholder that dies or is disabled? What happens to those shares? And typically, The buy sell agreement would say, hey, if someone passes away, one of the shareholders passes away, those shares will be purchased by the other remaining shareholders, for many reasons, but again, typically that is the wording that's in that agreement. And in that situation, coming up with the money to buy out the shareholder that is deceased, is important. And again, that's where life insurance comes in. So really, again, the three key reasons why a business should look at life insurance and disability insurance would be key person, repaying debt, and also for buy sell.
Perfect. So if we tie this back to maybe our first one or two episodes of this, if we have an owner operator, they have business insurance, do they still need personal insurance? Because I'm sure for people who are maybe the key person in their business, they might be the key person in their family as well as the primary breadwinner. Can you explain to us, is it beneficial to have both? Does one cover the other?
Yeah, so I'm going to take the easy way out and say it depends.
Right.
So, really, the answer should be yeah, let's calculate it. So I like how you think in terms of yeah, we should probably protect the business and also the family, and we should look at those separately. And certainly, if there are proceeds coming in to the family because of the business interest being sold. So, as an example, if you have an owner operator, but they've got their shareholders with other folks, and there's an agreement in place that says, yes, if you pass away, we're going to purchase your shares. The purchasing of those shares, that value may be enough to support the family of the person that's deceased. So, that's where it depends, and or it may not. To your point, that may not be enough value to support the surviving family members. So, the best is let's do that calculation with both pieces in mind.
Perfect. So for business needs, if they do need life insurance, right, we've done all the calculations, we know that there's a need there. What types of products should they consider?
Yeah, great question. So, really, term insurance should be the product that most business owners should consider. So for most of the situations, it should be term insurance for a couple of reasons. One is term insurance is relatively inexpensive and affordable. So for many business owners, especially if they're at the stage of growth where, yeah, you know what, every profit, every dollar of profit that they earn, they're probably flowing it back into the business to continue it growing, which is the right move, then allocating as least amount of money to life insurance is really kind of the best strategy here. And term insurance is the best way to do that. Also, with many of these needs, they are temporary. So hopefully over time, your key person, you're gonna have a larger organization, you'll have other people that can hopefully fill in, and you're not going to be as dependent on one or two individuals. Hopefully, debt repayment again, you've repaid a lot of that debt, and that's no longer required as your business grows. And then buy sell, that one may or may not be permanent, depending upon kind of the intentions of all the shareholders over time. But again, typically a lot of these needs are temporary. So because they're temporary and you want to keep costs down, term insurance is the way to go. Now, I unfortunately, not all insurance advisors kind of subscribe to that. Some clients may be approached to purchase permanent insurance for these business needs. It is our recommendation or our advice to clients that if they do get approached to purchase permanent insurance in these situations, please obtain a second opinion. Please go to another insurance advisor. We are here to help. We can provide a second opinion as well, but please obtain a second opinion before you purchase that permanent policy to ensure that it's the right product and the right fit for you.
So let's say someone got a opinion. How do they contact you? How do they get a second opinion through us?
Yeah, great question. So you can contact us directly. Our email contact is on our website, iaelia.ca. I should spell that because I'm too used to saying that. So it's iaelia.ca. So you can contact us through that. Or if you're working through one of our accounting firms, there will be a financial planner in that accounting firm. You can also contact them too. The financial planner can then get in touch with us, and we can together work with you to give you a second opinion.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much, Oliver, for answering our questions. Again, if you haven't listened to the first or second episode, please go check those out. If you have any further questions, feel free to contact your financial planner or Oliver.